Paul's like, we know he's building the church and we know he's building your soul. And we know that in the midst of whatever you're going through, your God is pouring in comfort beyond comfort beyond comfort. Look to your King.
More of him, less of me. That's my cry, that's my plea. I wanna be completely his.
Welcome to Completely His, the teaching ministry of Summit Point Church and Senior Pastor Tim Harkness. God is there in the middle of our sufferings, comforting us. And sometimes he is asking us to be patient, to wait as he leads us through adversity. If you have your Bible, we are in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 through 7 for part 2 of the message, Suffering, Hope That God Brings Amazing Comfort. Here's Pastor Tim.
He comforts us in all of our afflictions, in all of the washings on our shore that hurt us and cause us to struggle. You know, as I wrestled with this week, I was like, what does it mean that God comforts? And let's make sure we have a really solid understanding of how God comforts, all right? So I just wrote this down, six ways that God comforts. Six ways that God comforts, and we're going to break it down into two groups of three. And so the first group of three, here we go. Six ways that God comforts. First, his presence. His presence. He literally walks with you. He's saying this, you are not alone. I am right here with you. The glory and the majesty of the God of the universe, right here with me. I am not alone. Man, if you are wrestling, if you are struggling, if you are hurting, if you have a heartache, if this world is washing on your shore, please hear me. You are not alone. Your God loves you with all you, with all he's got, and he's bringing his presence into your life. Second, he also brings understanding. He weeps with you. Your tears become his tears. He's weeping with you. He's hurting with you. He's crying out alongside of you. This is where the Holy Spirit steps in. Romans chapter 8, and it says he groans on your behalf. When you have no words to say, God having words for you, with you, on behalf of you, crying out to the Godhead and God wrapping his arms around you. He is with you and he is understanding in the moment. He weeps with you, and he weeps your tears as you cry. His presence, his understanding, number three, his assisting. He is willing to be carrying your burdens. He is carrying for you. Yes, he's weeping for you and with you. He's carrying for you. He's taking your burden, and he's making it his burden. He says, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden. I will give you rest. Come to me. He's willing to be able to carry your hurt and your heartache, to be able to take in that moment when you can't take and be able to help you along the path as he's carrying for you in that hurt, in that moment. Don't miss it. This isn't God's plan to say, you never have to do a thing, just sit there. But this is God coming alongside in your brokenness and saying, I'm so hurting with you. I'm so with you. Let me help you with that as we get going. And he begins to carry alongside of you. I think the best way to summarize these first three portions of God's comfort is the word mercy. A large portion of God's comfort into your life will be his expressed mercy into your life as he brings his glorious presence down into the quiet of your hurt as he brings his weeping and crying with your tears. If you have tears of affliction, please hear me. Your God is crying with you. And he is willing also to begin to carry that load with you. Mercy in the midst of your hurting. That's part of God's comfort for you. But there's more than that. Here's the next three. So number four on six ways that God comforts. The next three here. Encouraging. He whispers promises of encouragement, hope. into you. This is who I am. This is my character. This is what I'm about. He's encouraging, right? This is what I long to do in your life. This is what I'm promising you and guaranteeing you. Encouragement. Just a little note. Have you ever gone through something so tragic, so hurtful, so devastating, and somebody came up to comfort, and the first thing they did is try to be encouraging? Don't worry, God loves you. God's there for you. He's a God of character. And all of a sudden, there's all this encouragement. I'm just telling you, the words of truth, the second half is all truth-based stuff. The words of truth can come too quickly. Did you hear me on that? The words of truth can come too quickly. Our God comforts, and he starts with the mercy, with the presence, and the hurting with, and the carrying. But as you begin to get a little bit of strength, he's like, you've got it. You're doing it. This is what I'm doing in your life. Let me encourage you with this. This is what I'm about. And it gives you a little bit more of the inkling to move, to step with him. God's working along with you as he moves you. Please hear me. Comfort should never jump in with words too fast that are trying to just bring truth. May we hurt with those who hurt. And don't miss that. Huge deal. May we hurt with those who hurt. That's how our God comes alongside of us, with mercy first. And then truth, that encouraging point we said. Now the fifth one, informing. He starts to give purposeful perspective. His word, maybe the Holy Spirit pressing in, maybe even uses somebody else as they share something in with your life. He's giving purposeful biblical plan perspective. He's informing. He's giving you the plan, man. Like, this is what I'm doing. This is where I'm headed. This is even a moment. You've come through some of the hurts. You've been struggling. He's been giving mercy along the way. The tears have been flowing. Maybe things are drying up a little bit in the tear department. He's beginning to encourage in. And as he's informing, he's like, look back. Look at some of what you've come through. Do you see what I'm doing? I'm going to be doing so much more. Hang on. He starts informing and bringing a hope in it. God's comfort, man. He absolutely brings informing in the right timing. Everybody say right timing. And he brings that plan of hope. And then the last one, strengthening. This is supernatural transforming. This is where he literally changes your soul one degree of glory at a time. That's part of God's comfort. As he reaches in to soothe our hurts, part of it is he is changing our soul to be ever more resilient, to have more endurance, to be able to look into the face of a hurt, an affliction, a tragedy, and say, I still see my God's hand in this. God changing our soul to have a worship in the midst of this broken world. Man, that's spiritual transformation. That's healing. That's God's work. And comfort, yeah, I would say it comes in really two sections. The mercy section. As he comes alongside, right, as he cries with you and as he carries alongside of you. And then the truth section, as he gives this huge encouragement, hope, and promise, he informs into the plan and he even starts to transform your soul so you can look back and look forward and long for your God to get all the glory. May our God comfort us. And that's how your God works with you. And are you an expert on your God comforting in your life? Maybe you're in the middle of affliction right now. Look to the God of comfort. He is comforting you in the midst, right? Now he gives a little bit of a statement after it. He says, yeah, he is the God who comes and gives us comfort in all of our affliction. And then he says, so that we are able to comfort those who are in any affliction. So that we're able to comfort those who are in any affliction. Literally, so we can come alongside and share a hope with others. I'm just telling you, I've heard this passage so misquoted. And in the middle of a devastation, in the middle of an affliction or a heartache, the statement goes, God gave you that affliction so that you could go comfort others. That is not what this passage says. That is a miss on this passage, man. It does not say affliction so you can comfort. Dude, that left you without any comfort. In the middle of your barrenness, just go be comforting to others. That's not what it says. It says in the middle of an affliction, God comes in and he pours in the comfort. He is a God of all comfort. And as he takes you and mercifully moves you along, as he pours into your life, as he begins to bring hope and understanding and plan and transformation, all that comfort, life altering, he says, with that comfort, Now reach out to those around you and bring a little bit of comfort. Comfort from our God is what brings us to comfort others. So important we catch that. Our job is to be comforting others as we experience the comfort of our King. I love this promise. He says we even have the privilege now of being able to come into others' lives and bring comfort. Literally, I'd say it this way. As he says, for us to be a comfort, he's saying, be a testimony. Be able to share with others what God has done in your life. Please be careful as you're sharing the testimony of comfort that you do remember if they're in the early phases of devastation, that you're hanging on the mercy side of the comfort. How did God come into your world? With his tender presence, with his weeping for you, with his carrying burden. If you're going to bring testimony to the early phases of hurting, make sure you're bringing the early phases of comfort, right? But being clear along the way of all that God's doing, the testimony, and then more than testimony, that you might be mirroring. In other words, it's God's comfort into you reflecting off into comfort into them. You're a mirror. God is the source of the comfort, and it's coming off of you and into them. May you be a comfort to those around you. As you experience God's comfort, so may it come to them. May we truly be a testimony. May we be a mirror of God's comfort. May we have the privilege of partnering together and caring for one another in the midst of affliction. He says, for those who are in affliction, with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. With the comfort that we are comforted by God. His comfort into my life, mirrored out into this world. May God get all the glory. Please hear me. God says, yes, we are called to comfort because of the comfort he pours into us. It is so important we grasp this. Don't ever let this verse be misquoted again. If you hear somebody walk up and in the middle of a struggle, they're like, well, God gave that to you so you could comfort someone else. Mistake. So misunderstood. This passage says that God will pour in the comfort so that you might be able to comfort others. See that. God isn't leaving you alone. He is longing to hurt with you. He has such a tender heart for you. Your God loves you with all he's got. Huge deal. It says, for as we share abundantly in Christ's sufferings, so through Christ, he will share abundantly in the comfort too. As we share abundantly in Christ's sufferings, and Paul's being real clear here. He's like, hey, we were talking about afflictions. Now we're calling it Christ's sufferings. So let's make sure we understand this, right? How did Christ suffer? Well, the broken world washed on his shore for sure, right? The sinfulness of humanity washing on his shore. Even the sickness of the world washing on his shore, the expectations washing on his shore. But more than that, persecution washed on his shore, even persecution to the point of death. And this is a part of the passage where some would say, so I think it's all about persecution. And I'll say this, I think this passage absolutely is about persecution and more. And I think all of the brokenness washing on Christ. Can you imagine? Jesus, creator of the universe, spoke this world into perfect existence. And in tragic human choice, sin all over the place, destroying it down, Jesus Christ comes in, becomes man, takes on flesh, and sin starts washing up on his shore constantly. The King of the universe, perfect, and the brokenness of the world washing on him. It's like that, those afflictions washing on you. So maybe this speaks a little less to our own sin and the stuff we've caused. Probably better to use words like trial than consequence here, right? This is God saying in the midst of the heartache of this world washing on you, man, please hear me. So through Christ, you'll experience the comfort of God being right there with you. The mercy in the moment, the lifting up, and then even the words of truth that need to come in the right timing to be able to lift you up, move you through, and strengthen you. May God get all the glory. We serve a God of comfort. And all of God's people said, amen, man, amen. Simple question. So what's your struggle? What's your affliction? What's your heartache? What's the moment where your God is right alongside of you? Man, are you looking to your King and are you seeing the God of all comfort move? What affliction do you have to lay over to your King? Are you willing to look to him? Okay. Point number two, be patient in the suffering. Be patient in the suffering. It will bring his comfort into focus. Be patient in the suffering. It will bring his comfort into focus. He starts out in verse 6 here. He says, if we are afflicted, it is for your comfort and salvation. And if we are comforted, it is for your comfort. Please note what he just said. He's like, hey, as an apostle, we're struggling out. If we're afflicted, it's for your comfort. If we're comforted, it's for your comfort. Do you hear the word comfort for them twice over? They're getting the benefit both ways. And as Paul's going through the struggle, he's like, just in the midst of the struggle, God being able to bring salvation to your souls, church growing and on fire, your comfort as God is working in your lives. And then as God is comforting us and we're able to bring that hope and that life, man, we mirror that down in and we share that over and more comfort. Man, our God is a comforting God in this broken world. And all of God's people said, and then we have the privilege of partnering and being able to mirror that out to those around us. Paul's like, yeah, we had the privilege of being able to be a part of your comforting, both in our affliction and our comfort, bringing comfort to you. May we see God at work in the midst and be patient. That's not a word we like to say. That's not a word we like to say loudly. Maybe unless you're talking to your kids about them begging for something you don't want to give them, right? Patient. And may we be patient in the midst. It says, may we actually hang on in the midst of this. It says, may we go through this moment of experiencing comfort. It is for your comfort, which you experience when you patiently endure the same sufferings that we suffer. When you patiently endure the same sufferings that we suffer. Please hear me. God sitting next to us, God hurting with us, God crying out on our behalf, God doing things to comfort, we may miss. And he's like, our patience, our waiting on it, super essential. And as we wait, it's part of our receiving of God's comfort. All too often, the reason we don't sense God's comfort in our life is because we're shaking a fist and we're declaring how wrong something is. We're demanding that God change it or somebody else change it. And we're missing the fact that our comforting God is bringing the whisper of comfort into our soul. Man, be careful. Wait patiently in the midst and long to see God work. The word patience, so important to experiencing the comfort of our King. He says, which you experience when you patiently endure. God pouring on the comfort, and we may miss it when we're not patiently enduring. And then he says, the same sufferings that we suffer, these same broken world things washing on shore. Yeah, that includes persecution, and yes, so much more. Broken, sinful world washing on shore, the trials of this world and the struggles that we face, and God saying, I am right here with you in it. Just hang on. Ready? Here's the key word. Wait. Wait on the Lord. Look to him and long for his answer. May God get all the glory. May we patiently endure. It says, our hope for you is unshaken. Like, we're confident of what God is doing. We're confident in his promise. We're confident in his presence. We are confident in how he's working in your life. We see him working in ours. We see him building the church. And our hope for you is massive. As you wait on your Lord, patiently enduring, he will bring a comfort to your soul that will rock your world. Wait on the Lord. Wait on him. May we be patient in the midst of our sufferings. May we become so artful in handing our suffering over to our God, maybe with tears in our eyes. Please hear me on this. If we are waiting biblically, it doesn't mean there are no tears. Everybody hear that? We might be waiting biblically. We might be waiting hopefully, but it still hurts. Tears are not wrong in the midst of affliction. Not trusting and not hoping is wrong. Lord, I'm not walking away from you, but God, this hurts. Those are the tears your God is sharing with you. Hope with him. Tear up with him. Hang in there with him. And your God of comfort will be doing an amazing, amazing healing work in your soul. Let your God comfort you in his sufferings. It is so much about the allowing him to comfort, right? You can picture like our little dog when the storm comes in. He jumps up on the bed. He comes up close. He lays down right next to me. He's like, dude, I am not comfortable with this. And he's laying down really close to me. The first dog we ever had was a lab. And when the storm would hit, she would run to the basement, panic, and start scratching on the floor. I don't know what was going on, but she would not come with us. She would not let us comfort her. And she was separated away, hurting and freaking out in panic anxiety. May we not be that person. Lord God, I'm alone and I'm panicking. I'm not talking to you and it's all about what I'm feeling right. May it not be that. Lord God, I'm nestling up right next to you. My tears are welling up, but I'm leaning on you and trusting you. I'm waiting on you. Wait patiently on him. It says our hope for you is unshaken. And for we know that as you share in our sufferings, you will also share in our comfort. We know that our God is a God of comfort and a God of miracle work. And so we excitedly look to him. Paul's like, we know he's building the church and we know he's building your soul. And we know that in the midst of whatever you're going through, your God is pouring in comfort beyond comfort beyond comfort. Look to your King. Whatever that struggle is, right? Maybe it's sickness that's washed on your shore. Maybe it's just concerns and fears that have washed on your shore. Maybe it's a lost job that's washed on your shore. Maybe it's frustrations. Maybe it's just flat out loneliness and social starvation and longing to get back together. In the midst of whatever it is, Lord, I'm handing this to you and I'm waiting on you. Your timing, your way, your place. May God get all the glory. And all of God's people said, amen, man. May we wait on him. I'm just going to say, waiting in the midst of a struggle can be very hard. It can be super difficult. And honestly, one of the most difficult parts about waiting is when you're getting to the end of the struggle and you can see the light at the end of the tunnel. You're like, I can almost see it. I'm feeling better. It's coming out. We're seeing things restored, but it's not quite done. And we start envisioning what it's going to be like when it's all fixed, all better. And then all of a sudden, as we've gotten done dreaming in that moment, I can see the light. I can imagine what it's going to be. We turn around to reality and we're still in it a little bit. And it starts to wash back up and it just takes our breath away again. It almost feels like it knocks you down one, right? Please hear me. Be patient and endurant in the suffering all the way to the end. Right, when it comes to this coronavirus, dude, we're almost, hang on. We're coming through it. We're getting there. I know a lot of us are seeing the light at the end of the tunnel kind of thing. Just hang in there. Let's endure patiently to the end. May God get all the glory as he brings comfort even in these final moments, right? Huge deal for us as we wrestle with us and our loneliness and our struggles and our hurts and our sicknesses and our job losses and all that's being caused right now by this situation. May God get all the glory as we wait on him. Everybody say, wait, right? May God get all the glory as we let him work in the middle of this affliction. He is our God of all comfort.
Thanks for listening to Completely His, the teaching ministry of Summit Point Church and Senior Pastor Tim Harkness. If you are interested in hearing or viewing today's sermon in its entirety or for additional sermons, please visit www.summitpoint.org. We invite you to join us for our Sunday services at 9 a.m., 11 a.m., and 4:30 p.m. To register for a limited capacity service, please visit www.summitpoint.org. Alternately, you can view a live stream of our services. Find our online stream on our website, www.summitpoint.org, or by going directly to summitpoint.online.church. That's summitpoint.online.church. Thanks again for joining us, and we hope you'll tune in again next week as we seek to be completely His.